Guys, what's up?
Hey, you ready?
Ready? I've been waiting for this game all week.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out with my friends.
Oh, no, you're not. It's date night, and you're staying in to rub my feet.
Yes, dear. Sorry, guys.
Oh, God, crap.
Guys, how many of you have a friend that's a shell of himself thanks to an overbearing, pushy woman? Do you wish you could get back to the good old days of ball games, beer drinking, and eyeballing good-looking women? Well, you're in luck. If you want to get your friend's manhood back, then you need to enroll him in the National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men. At the National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men, we use positive reinforcement skills that enable him to stand up to that pushy bitch who won't give it up.
Come on, man. Say it. We're here for you, pal. Come on.
I'm going out with my friends.
Say it like you're the boss, dammit.
I'm going out with my friends!
Yeah! After just a few weeks of testosterone training, we guarantee your friend will take his balls back from that c*** tease.
Guys, what's up?
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going out with my friends.
Yeah! The National Institute for Pussy Whipped Men. Proud to help men everywhere not feel pussy whipped anymore.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, May 5th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for listening. Episode 32 of this shit we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. How the fuck are you?
I am fucking awesome. How the fuck are you?
I am fucking fan-fucking-tastic. So this weekend was pretty sweet shit. Yeah. I saw a bunch of, after the show, my friend that, when we used to do Alamon and shit, he was one of the guys that did it with us, and you know, kid that I've known pretty much since I moved here almost, and he came back into town, so I drove down to the V.
The V?
Yeah, down to the V, and met up, and it was weird, because it was like five of my friends that I haven't seen in like 8 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen them off and on, but I think they all kind of shunned me, because I was like incoherent.
Right.
I thought I was coherent, but goddamn it, apparently I wasn't. So I can kind of understand that. And yeah, so I ended up staying in Whitefish without my car on a couch. But it was cool. It was fun. And my friend was so fucking wasted. Like, he was showing me this Eagle Talon someone gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets in and he puts the key in and shit and like starts to start it and then gets out of the car, shuts the door. And somehow the fucking door got locked again. So he was like, oh, fuck, dude, the key's locked in the car. And so basically, long story short, we spent about 4 hours trying to break into this Eagle Talon with, like, first we had a clothes hanger, like a metal wire hanger.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, trying to hold the door thing open where the window connects, not where the flood rail thing, you know. The fucking, what's that shit called?
I have no idea.
The gutter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the gutter. So he's like trying to pull that open. I'm like, dude, that's the gutter. You got to pull the window apart. So he's pulling where the door connects in the window, and we fucking slide this coat hanger in, and you can't like pull the handle because you have to actually push the button because it's all power buttons.
Oh.
And that'll open it. So I had the hanger on there like pushing it, and the hanger just kept fucking bending. So we're like, shit, we need something thicker, you know? So we're looking around, and he's got this big fucking... It's almost like a gardening hoe, but it's longer and shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way that's going to fit in the fucking door frame. He's like, oh, no, fuck it. I'll get it to fit. This car was free. I don't give a fuck what we do to it.
Wow.
So he fucking grabs these like vice grip wrench thing and like is just fucking wrenching down on the fucking door frame thing and just pulling it open. He's like, there, it's open like a slut now. Put that fucking thing in there and push the button. I was like, oh my God, dude. So we fucking slid it in there. And the fucking skewer was too short, so it wouldn't reach the fucking thing.
Right.
So we're like, fuck, we pulled it out. And we're looking around this fucking garage for something else. And there's like this long brake cable thing from a car.
Uh-huh.
Long ass fucking shit. Real stiff and bendy. So we're like, all right, that'll fucking work. So we fucking pries the shit open again. And we fucking stick that thing in there. And like 20 minutes of fucking trying to line it up and push it, it finally popped open. I was like, yes! That is the Mexican
in
me.
And it took you 4 hours.
Well, yeah, because we were trying a coat hanger first, and he was all fucking wasted, not knowing what the fuck he was doing. I'm pretty fucking stoned at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
a lot of those 4 hours was spent, like, wandering around looking for tools to use. It wasn't until, like, the last, you know, hour, probably, we went from the coat hanger to the the skewer to the other thing. So that was fun.
He just ripped it open?
Yeah, pretty much. So now, that like, sucks. The weather stripping is all fucked, and the things, like, the paint's all chipped off from where the fucking thing was. But he was saying, I don't know if it was because he was drunk and he's got a couple other vehicles, but he was saying he would sell that car for like $500.
Really?
And it's I don't know, it's the Eagle Talon. It's like a 91 or something with the turbo in it and the DOHC and all that fucking shit. So he said it had like 200 horsepower, but I think he was drunk.
Yeah,
but it's all wheel drive and shit, so it would be a kind of a cool car.
Yeah.
Better than the Subi, you know. So, yeah, we did that, and then on Saturday, we went and falfed up in Whitefish a bunch. That course is pretty nice now.
Yeah?
Pretty fucking nice. And then we came back to Lawrence, as we usually do, and I would just like to say I aced hole 1 and hole 11.
It was one?
One.
Oh, yeah.
The first one.
You aced one a lot, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. But to ace, like, 2 holes in one game, it was fucking, it was sweet shit. So, yeah, then I guess it was Sunday night. Me and my friend came back here. And have you ever seen The Dark Side of Oz?
I haven't.
It's like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon to The Wizard of Oz.
Really? Like the music?
Yeah, it's the movie synced up. You turn the sound down on the movie, but I'm sure everybody knows this. And they're like, wow, idiot. But anyway, you take the song and you start it, I think, right as the credits play. Or if you want to be fucking geeky about it, you can just download a copy that's already that, you know, you just have one AVI that is synced up for you. So we watched that, and it's kind of weird. Like, we were trying to figure out if Pink Floyd did this on purpose.
Because does it go to the movie?
Yeah,
really
it does, totally. I mean, they're not, like, talking, but, like, people are walking and dancing to the music, and, like, he'll say, like, look around, and like, Dorothy's looking around and shit. Like, it's shit like that.
That's crazy.
If you were tripping on some shrooms, it would really probably fuck your mind up. But we were just kind of baked watching it. And it was interesting. But, we were trying to figure out if Pink Floyd wrote that, like, on purpose. Because,
to match the movie?
But then I was thinking, because the movie, I believe, first came out in, like, the 30s, and Pink Floyd was, what, like, the 60s or something?
Yeah, Pink Floyd
So they came after it, definitely. But the weird thing about it is the album is not as long as the movie. So the music loops, like, I think 2.5 times. But even though it loops, it's still right on.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, dude, it's really fucking weird.
That makes
it
really weird, that
Yeah,
part.
So I don't know. If anybody knows, I'm interested in it. So, you know, email info@thegemhole.com if you guys know anything about that. And then, before, I'm all out of order here. But before we watched the movie, we were checking out things backwards, like words and, like, when you say look, you're saying cool, and just backwards speech. It's called, like, backspeak or something weird like that. And then my friend mentioned Stairway to Hell, where if you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, it's got these whole different set of lyrics about the oppositioner and escaping hell and all this weird
shit. Did you
shit.
Take the song and flip
so,
it?
So, yeah, we did that. We pulled up the lyrics because someone took the time, of course, on the internet, fucking geeks. They took the time to write out all the lyrics of it backwards, like what this one person thought it was. And, dude, we fucking threw the MP3 into this music software we use here and just flipped it backwards and then kind of slowed it down a little bit so you could understand it.
Right.
And the words that guy wrote down, I don't know if it's because my mind...
You should have listened to it before you looked at what the words
were.
Yeah,
I know. I totally should have. But we were listening to it as we were looking at the words.
Yeah.
But you can totally fucking follow along with it.
Really? I need to do that.
It's fucked up. We'll post a link to the lyrics and shit. And if you guys I'm sure you can find like the MP3 of it and everything, but it's pretty fucking weird. So I was thinking about like advertising and shit when, you know, Cool Cigarettes, it's spelled with a K,
right,
which is look backwards. Yeah. So they're wanting you to like look at these cigarettes. And
they're
even
cool.
Yeah, and even if you look at their fucking logo, it's cool, but the two O's look like eyes or glasses, like it's looking at you. So look again. I don't know. It might just be because I was just, you know, in
or
that
either
weird...
that or they're just synchronicities.
Yeah, just weird coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and there's all sorts of weird words. Like, if you take a song that's, like, really meaningful to you, like something you really like some atmosphere lyrics, play it backwards and see if you can pick out different, like, phrases. It's pretty weird.
Well, yeah, because it's all
words subliminal.
Different words backwards.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Totally. And a lot of them make sense. So it's just weird how language works that way, you
yeah.
know?
Especially with atmosphere, because it's all rhyming, too.
Well, yeah, and Aesop Rock, because his shit, like, even forwards is just fucking, like, wow. I always used to think when I'd listen to Aesop that he went on, like, a mushroom trip or an acid trip that was just so fucking intense that it made his mind that way, and he's trapped in it. So through what he's rapping, if you think about it from someone that's, like, trapped in this fucked up mind state trying to get a message out to somebody, it
yeah.
totally fucking, like, all his albums sound like that. His new one, not so much, but, like, Labor Days and, what's the other one? Float and Bazooka Tooth and Appleseed, all that shit. It's like, it's, I don't want to say a cry for help, but it's like he's, like, I don't know, subliminally saying, hey, I'm fucking just still tripping balls. Someone.
Well, that's not that subliminal, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if it's in lyrics, this is some people will get it, some people won't.
Yeah, it just seems weird. And especially that one song where it starts out, this was never meant for human consumption. It talks about how he was just at his, like, worst, and these people came and helped him. But how he was describing it totally reminded me of some trips I've had.
Yeah.
And it made me want to eat shrooms and listen to it again or write and see if I can, you know, see if that really happens. It's just weird, so...
That's
do
cool,
you have
though.
Anything to say about any of that?
No, I don't. That's
all
right.
Well,
you, buddy.
Thank you. I got one more thing here. When I was at I was in Whitefish today delivering, and I was at this dealership, and in the dealership you go into three places. They have three coolers, one in an office and two in like a body shop, and they're both in like bathrooms. So I fucking get to the last one, and I open the door, and then that goes into a little hallway with another door, and that's the door where if you're, you know, using the bathroom or whatever, you would
yeah.
lock it. So I fucking just go around thinking that if a door's locked, you know, I won't be able to open it if someone's in there. So I fucking reach and open the door and just walk right in. And there's this dude fucking taking a piss.
Oh.
Like, I mean, he's standing there, his back's to me and everything, but he's just taking a piss. And I just blinders instantly.
Right.
And I look down at my shoes and I walk, you know, into the other door, move the clothes, open the door. And they didn't need any water in that room. And like on my way out, the guy is just like, and that was it because I had left. You know, I didn't stop or
right.
anything. But it was like he was going to say, what the fuck are you doing in
yeah.
here? I'm trying to take a piss. Yeah, totally. And I had left right as he finished,
yeah.
like, and that was it.
Yeah, wow.
So that got me
that
thinking.
That must have been awkward.
Yeah, well, for him, I'm sure. I thought it was fucking funny as shit. I was laughing the whole way walking out,
yeah.
dude. I must have came out of there and, like, the people must have been like, what the fuck just
What's
happened?
He laughing about?
I come out smiling, zipping up my zipper, and the other guy's in there with, like, an awkward look on his face.
What happened?
Like, wow, did I just get raped? Holy shit. But that got me thinking, like, when you're in the shower, when you're in the bathroom pissing, that is when humanity is at its most vulnerable. Like, you know, when you're in the shower, you have your eyes closed a lot of the times
because,
right. you know, you don't want to get soap in your eyes and shit. And every time I take a shower, I always think this is my most vulnerable time besides when you're sleeping.
Yeah,
obviously.
Sleeping's the most.
But when you're in the shower, that's the next one.
Right.
Well, okay, besides having sex. Okay, fuck
They're
me.
All pretty
I didn't think,
vulnerable.
God damn, I didn't think this through very well. But anyway, you're really vulnerable. And American Psycho or whatever with Kathy Bates and Norman whatever the fuck, he killed that bitch in the bathroom when she was showering. And Arachnophobia, when the spiders come down on that chick in the shower.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It just seems like if you wanted to kill somebody when they were sleeping or in the shower would be the time to do it.
Right, and then all the blood just washes down the
exactly.
drain.
Exactly. So, yeah. That's about all I had. You got anything else before we do some news here? Episode 32 of this shit?
Let's do some news.
Let's do some news. Ready?
Yep.
Oh,
that's exactly what it was last time.
Oh, shit. In your face with the scissors.
I'm glad. I didn't really want to read
first.
Oh,
go fuck yourself. Are you just done doing the show?
No.
Because I'm about this close to kicking you out of here.
How? Why?
I will do this show with Gurr.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a very good show.
I don't know. Maybe it's just your attitude. Your attitude has been shit lately.
My attitude
Are you
is
having enough
same.
Sex?
No.
No? Are you not having any sex?
Not right now.
So, have you been, you've been seeing this girl, right? For how long now? 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, but we're not going out.
Oh, well, then what the fuck are you doing? Playing house? What?
Yeah, we're playing house.
What the fuck? You're not going out, but you've been hanging out with her for 2 weeks. Whenever she calls, you go hang out with her right away. So what's the deal?
I don't know yet.
You guys just taking it slow?
Yeah.
The slower like coaster?
The slower coaster.
Okay, whatever. You don't sound like you really want to talk about that.
I just don't have anything to say about it.
Yeah? Nothing's happened?
Yeah, we can
no
talk
blow
about
job,
it. I don't really
hand
care.
Jobs?
No.
Blow jobs? No. No. Sex? No. You eat her out yet?
Mm-mm.
Maybe that's your problem.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right. First story here. This is a gem here.
Nice.
Court rejects claim man panicked. Rapist wanted to, quote, teach her a lesson.
Well, if you're going to teach someone a lesson, you better rape the shit out of
That is the best lesson I could. She'd be like, so.
You're not going to do that anymore.
What was I supposed to take away from this? Oh, that if you don't do what I say, you're going to get raped.
Right. That'll stop you.
That's the lesson learned. The brutal rape of Canmore woman by her ex-boyfriend. Is it rape if it's your ex?
I guess. Because
at one time it was, what's that word? When it's okay.
Consensual.
Consensual. Thank you. My brain is fucked. Not asleep
today,
or something.
Really?
Well, yeah. So if you were once going with them and it was consensual, where does that line get drawn? Once you break up?
When she doesn't want to have sex with you and you do. And
when
so
you try and she's like, oh, I have a headache.
Or when she just says she doesn't want to have sex with you.
My pussy's bleeding. Not now. So then you should be like, okay, I'm going to go beat off.
I guess. Or you just rape her like this guy.
Right, and teach her a lesson.
Exactly.
Nice. Her ex-boyfriend, a fugitive on the lam from the U.S. What the fuck does that mean? On the lam?
Yeah.
That's not even close to on the run.
I know. I think it should
fuck
be run.
Me.
I don't even
God
know what lam
damn it.
Is.
Thank you guys for making me...
That is the worst typo so far.
Wow. On the lam.
Typo
A fugitive on the lam from the U.S. wasn't a spontaneous assault, a judge ruled yesterday.
That completely ruins that whole thing.
I know, right? So who the fuck cares? So the judge says it wasn't a spontaneous assault. Go fuck yourself. Justice Beth Hughes. Whoa. We can have female judges?
Yeah.
Really?
Judge Judy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I never realized that.
You never realized she was a woman?
I never realized you could have... I guess I never really thought about it. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you be able to have women
judge?
Well,
why would you let women judge? I mean,
I
don't want to...
But, we let them vote, so...
Well, yeah, but that's different. I don't want to sound chauvinistic or anything.
They can run for president.
But I'm gonna... Well, that's bad, too, because women are very moody creatures,
yeah.
You see? And... You
That's
catch
true.
You catch this bitch on a bad day, or
right.
She just started, or menses, or
and if
you
she
know,
has control of
something
nuclear
happened,
weapons.
Oh yeah, and you're going up there in front of her, and your case is going to be either life in jail or the electric chair, or you're not guilty. She's going to fucking kill you every
right.
time.
Yeah,
just because she's pissed.
And, make
and
her
you're
feel
a guy.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And that's why I don't think you should.
Right.
I'm sure like lots of main stand-up comedians have used that whole what if she's on the rag joke for the president.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But seriously,
but
what if
yeah.
she's on the rag?
I'm
and
not
she
joking.
Just, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm on the rag. Blood's red. This button's red. I'm going to push it. And then boom.
We should ask
winner.
Some girls. If they were the president,
would
and
they
were
let
the
their
rag,
hormones
yeah,
dictate
let,
their choices
yeah.
for governing?
Yeah, we should ask people that.
Let's ask our
All
listeners.
All right, let's ask.
Listeners, I pose this to you. If you were a female or if you are a female and you were president or a judge or something like that, would you even be able to not let your emotions dictate your choices? I mean, I don't know if it's even possible for them to do that.
Well, yeah, they kind of think with their emotions.
Yeah.
It'd be hard. Like, I think it'd be hard for them to put their emotions aside and make a decision not based on their personal feelings.
Well, yeah, we think with our dick. They think with their fucking bleeding pussy emotions.
Yeah.
And hormones and shit.
Exactly.
See, we, if it's another dude, he would just be like, his biggest decision in the day would be like, do I want to fuck her or do I want to fuck her? Exactly. And then, you know, but the woman would be like, oh, I don't know what to wear. I'm bleeding. I don't know if I want a pad or a tampon. I don't know if I should douche yet. And then something happens and she's like, oh, murder, kill him. Fuck it. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Fucking women.
I can see that unbelievable. Happening. That's kind
of
scary.
Yeah. Instead, the Calgary Court of Queen's bench judge said Mars' intent all along was to attack the woman to, quote, teach her a lesson. Quote, I do not accept his evidence because it runs contrary to the very nature of the acts he admitted to, Hughes said. So she's not believing him because rape isn't a lesson? That's a fucking, that's one of the golden lessons.
That's one of the best lessons, I think.
Fucking A, man. How can you not believe that?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I didn't rape her because I wanted to fuck her. I mean, judge, exhibit A, look at the bitch.
Yeah, right?
She's not exactly a fucking prize, you know? Jesus. She noted Marin pleading guilty to aggravated sexual assault, admitted tying up his victim with tape from her home, raping her over a lengthy period, and keeping his identity secret throughout.
Well, of course.
So he didn't come prepared to teach her a lesson. He had to use her tape. He's like,
Well, why would he want to use his own?
Do you have the Scotch tape? And she's like, here you go.
Oh, come on. It had to have been at least duct tape.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I mean.
But that might be why he got caught.
That's true. Maybe the Scotch tape wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, you should always go with at least duct, if not like some serious fucking plumbing tape.
Right.
You know, something that's going to get the job done. Or maybe even some super glue. I don't know.
Or just rope.
Or rope.
That's what
rope,
I keep around.
There you go. It's easy to use. You don't have to. It's not all sticky. You just fucking
just learn your knots. That's all.
And if you pre-tie the knots.
Yeah.
You can. It's a time saver, truly.
Right. You just wrap them
on
up.
The next Oprah. quote, these are not actions. These are not the actions of a person who panicked, said Hughes. He made the decision to break into her home and wait in the darkness so he could teach her a lesson.
Well, that's I like how you should do.
Because
right?
That's what he said. They keep saying it in the article. They don't go back to rape. It's just teaching him a lesson. And he's like, hey, if I should go to jail for teaching a lesson, then so should every teacher in the fucking world.
That's what I was thinking.
Because that's what they do all day. And priests while you're at it, because they like to, you know, teach little kids lessons.
Yeah, with their dicks.
Yeah. Teacher Johnson, Professor Johnson, presiding.
Pastor Johnson.
Pastor, Vicar Johnson. defense lawyer Dale Fedorachuk had argued Mars' rape of the woman, teaching a lesson of the woman following a breakup with her was a spontaneous act done after he decided to break into her home and wait for her. So he didn't think about raping her till she got home looking all slutty and shit, and then he's like, well, I was just going to teach you a lesson, but now I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, and teach you a lesson at the same time.
Exactly.
You know what I just thought?
What
we shouldn't call
thought?
It rape anymore. We should just call it teaching them a lesson.
That's right. A little chin fucking music there. I'm going to teach you a fucking lesson there. Ooh, boom, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. Mars said he illegally entered the residence because he thought if he waited outside, she wouldn't listen to his claims she owed him money for home renovations and still had his property.
But if he rapes her, she'll listen.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, right?
Yeah.
You're right there. You could yell right into her ear from that position.
Right.
And she would have to listen. Well, she would hear you. I don't know if she'd necessarily listen. She is still a woman, after all.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
Right.
I like at the top here where it says a lengthy period, like raping her over a lengthy period.
So like a few hours or
like
weeks,
he was in it for the duration, man. Yeah, yeah, like days and shit. That's a lesson, man. Getting raped for days, that's how you teach a bitch.
He didn't just fuck you once. He kept using it for a while.
Yeah, just constantly.
Yeah.
Fuck. And when he was done, he like started using his fist and shit. He's like, nah, bitch, learn your lesson.
Well, she probably needed the fist after that.
That's right. He broke out the textbook and said to turn to page 69. Boom! For a lesson. He testified after he broke in, he realized he had done wrong when she arrived home. He panicked. After raping and tying his victim up, Marr took the woman's car and drove to Banff and then Vancouver before fleeing to his native U.S. So he took a little drive to kind of think about what he's done.
To Canada.
Think about the lesson he just got done teaching. That's nice. Hughes agreed with Crown Prosecutor John whatever the fuck, who suggested Marr couldn't have gone to the woman's home to retrieve his property since he had no way of transporting it. So he went there, like, just walking. He's like, hey, I came for all my shit. And she's like, what? In what? You're walking, idiot. He must not have had very much shit.
Probably not, yeah. If you're going to carry it.
A date for sentencing submissions will be set once a pre-sentence report and psychological risk assessment is fucking who cares. So, raping women to teach them a lesson.
As long as you're teaching them a lesson.
And not just raping them.
And not just raping them.
That's right. You can't just do this for you, guys. You right. have to, if you're going to rape a girl, you have to do it for her.
Yeah.
All the time.
You have to teach her something.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, otherwise,
I mean,
know,
throw a ball and teach her to bring it back to you if you got to. But, right. you know, at Whatever. Least you teach a lesson. That's all we're saying. So, what do you got for us here?
I have federal agents raid wrong South Florida home and search for drugs.
Florida?
Yep.
Our most fucked up state?
Of course.
Wow.
Wow.
How could that even happen?
I don't know.
I mean, they're federal agents,
happen,
right?
Yeah. Right? They wouldn't do that.
No. The wrong house? I've never read a story. I mean, I haven't on the show.
Yeah, they never make mistakes.
But yeah, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Weird. Federal agents on the hunt for criminals on Thursday raided the wrong house while searching for drugs. Police and federal agents raided 50 marijuana grow houses around Florida on Thursday, calling it Operation D-Day.
D-Day?
Yeah.
For duh.
For duh day? I don't know.
Well, for dope day, probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Did it happen to be on 420?
I don't know. Don't
Because that's
so.
Kind of D-Day, you know, Hitler's birthday, Normandy, right. that was the real D-Day.
Yeah.
Jews.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
D. Simon.
Nice. I'm glad you threw that in
Thank
there.
Thank you.
They seized $7 million worth of plant pots, but they also kicked in the door of Noel Lorenta's Opa Loca home and found nothing but bewildered homeowners.
They're like, what the fuck? Do you
what?
Think they, like, knocked on the door first, or they just,
they just
straight
probably busted
went in
that shit in.
With the battering ram?
Yeah, I mean, if they were sure
like,
that they were
FBI, drunk. SWAT team, get on the ground! Get on the fucking ground! Let me see your hands! Boom, boom, boom! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! And then fucking bullets flying and people getting murdered and shit, and they're
that
like,
awesome.
Guys, this is the wrong house.
Yeah, there's no drugs here.
And they just, like, slowly step backwards and close the door.
Right,
like
on Family Guy
door.
When Peter fucks up.
Yeah,
he's,
he
like,
just, yeah,
quietly
just walks
backs
away.
Up. Yeah.
That's awesome. Like when I smacked myself in the face with the jug on fucking Friday, nice. I just kind of walked away.
Right, just looking around. I hope no
That's
one saw
awesome.
That.
Remember that one time?
Quote, I was frightened for my husband because they threw him on the ground, Lorenta's wife said. I was scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Oh, man. Again, if I was a billionaire, $1 million for a front row seat at this.
Yeah.
Easy. Maybe even two. Because that
maybe.
Sounds pretty good. Sounds like they were Mexican, too. So they.
No, actually, Cuba, it says.
Oh, Cubans.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, it's just pretty much
Castro's
the same
Castro's going to be pissed, dude.
I don't think Castro...
Is alive?
No, I don't think he's
I have no
Cuba
idea.
Anymore.
I whenever I think Cuba, I think Castro.
Yeah, he's been
cigars.
There.
Cigars.
Right.
Yeah.
Lorenta said he was just leaving for work when unmarked cars pulled up. Drug Enforcement Administration agents jumped out, threw him down with guns drawn, handcuffed
yes.
him. Nice, handcuffed.
Yes.
Stormed into his home and searched for drugs.
Slapped his Bummer. Wife around a little bit. Where are the drugs? We know they're
Bitch!
In there. Douche, douche. Shut up, douche! Oh, man.
They're
I
fucking
assholes,
I would
pay too. To see that shit.
Yeah, if they think you're, like, selling drugs and
oh,
shit,
for sure,
beat
dude.
You.
And especially
don't
if
give
you're
a
Cuban.
Shit. Yeah,
they probably
especially.
Went in there. They're like, oh, they're Cubans. Get them.
Yeah, just shoot them all.
Get on the fucking ground. Oh, man. Tear gas that shit. You know those people are going to sue the fucking
oh,
shit
course.
Out of them.
Of course.
I
would
sue
too.
Them for like the $4 million in drugs that they did confiscate from
yeah.
other places.
Oh, $7 million.
I'll be like, you
Even
give me
better.
Those. This never happened.
The drugs, not the money.
Well, both.
Yeah.
I'm a philanthropist. Oh, okay. What can I say?
Yeah, can't help it.
No, because if you had the money, you could just buy more, you know?
Right.
So I'd probably go for the money first.
Well,
Unless
but if
was...
you could get both, then you'd just have this money and you don't have to
well,
buy
Well, yeah, that's
anymore.
True, and especially if it was some good shit. But well, I don't know. When I was in Florida, the shit wasn't very good, and when it was like $20 a gram, which is fucking ridiculous.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Thank you.
quote, I asked them why they came to my house. They said a neighbor or somebody called and said I had hydroponics lab in my house, Laurenta said.
You can have a hydroponics lab. People use that shit for more things than just pot.
Right, for a lot of things. Actually.
You know, this is a case of a fucking tattletale-ass, bitch-ass fucking neighbor right there, dude. We heard.
Just mind your own business.
Exactly. Who the fuck cares? Is it affecting you? Is it?
It's not like it's a meth lab or something that might blow up.
He's growing plants. Oh God, I'm gonna call the cops on you because I'm a piece of shit and I have no fucking life. Go fuck yourselves. If you have ever fucking called on your fucking neighbor, unless it was something serious, like I'm talking, you saw him carrying out dead bodies and shit, and you actually went over there and made sure they were dead. Dead bodies, not just fucking bags with leaves in it, then you are a piece of fucking shit and go fuck yourself and fucking die. Thank you. I'm sorry. But fuck that, dude.
That feel better?
Fuck that shit. That's so fucked up. We are fucking humans, adults. You fucking, teacher, he looked at me weird. He's touching me. He fucking raped my ass. Go, just shut the fuck up, please. And die while you're at it.
I think that's a record timing for a rant of yours.
Is it?
I think that's the longest
judges? Yes, I'm getting the nod. Thank you.
Okay, so.
That's why my voice is always fucked. Like, every other show I have. And then when we fall off, I'm always like, as soon as it hits a tree, I'm like, oh, fuck! Fuck me! Of course it would hit a fucking tree, because we're in a fucking park! Fuck! And then.
Yeah, you yell even more when we fall.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Or if it hits something else, you're like, oh, dish! Yeah, I like falling. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah, you get to yell and, I don't know, get more stressed.
Right. No, when I yell, it may look like I'm more stressed, but looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, you're feeling
better. I'm going to borrow this from Keith. There's a little saying I invented. It's called, don't judge a book by its pictures on the cover, you know? I made that up. And what it means what it means is don't judge at what a person looks like. You know, I may look stressed, but oh no, I am calm as a kitten.
Yeah. You're just yelling really loud.
Well, yeah, I need to be heard.
Yeah.
I love it when Keith does that. He's like, you know, I have a little saying for this I made up. It's called, don't throw rocks if you live in glass houses. It's just so funny when he does. He says it like so seriously and shit. Oh, and speaking of Keith and the girl, we got our tickets. We got our plane tickets for the cruise. And today, Odie paid the rest of our balance on the actual cruise tickets.
Nice.
Motherfucker, we are going to Miami. Oh, fuck yes.
Our most fucked up state.
I know, dude. Yes, I can't fucking wait. So I don't know if there's any time left. I think May 7th is the absolute last day to get on this fucking boat with us. Half of the jam hole, fucking, I think Uncast is going, which I'm going to slap him in the face. I'm not sure. I don't think Team Evil is going, but I mean, everybody from Keith and the Girl is going to be there. McNally's going to be there. Brother Love's going to be there. Keith, Hemda, everybody. It's going to be a fantastic time. So keithandthegirl.com/events to get on the boat with us. We are going to sink this fucker. They were talking about how, like, this whole week they've been watching like the Poseidon Adventure and like all these movies where boats sink and shit,
right,
Titanic, yeah, shit like that. Yeah. And they're just like, Keith's like, you know, I still don't know how to swim. So yeah, it's gonna be a fucking
blast.
Better
have his own personal lifeboat or something.
I can swim, dude. I'm good. Yeah. And if I go, dude, I will go down with that ship like the fucking captain. I don't care. I'll be like, Captain, you go. I'll stay. Really, I'm good.
Then I asked.
Sorry, back to the story.
Now we're
my bad.
Totally off topic.
My bad, Cap.
Wow.
I know. I'm good at that. Quote, derailing this shit and interrupting you.
Yeah, keep doing that.
Go ahead, read.
Okay. Quote, then
dude.
I asked.
Sorry.
Can't punch you. Then I asked them if a marijuana plant could grow inside my underwear drawer, Laurenta said.
Oh, that's why he got smacked around. He's being a little smartass. Well, you think marijuana can grow in my ass? If I was the cop, I'd be like, I don't know. Let's look. Miller, over here.
Yeah.
His ass. Now, strip search. Full on cavity. Oh, just to be a dick. You want to make wise ass cracks, motherfucker?
Because you're not being a dick already.
Huh, Cuban?
About
you want,
into
you want
house?
Me to roll you into a cigar and fucking smoke your ass? Because I will.
De Laurentiis said they don't speak much English. They're immigrants from Cuba.
Oh!
They said one of the reasons they came to the U.S. was to escape oppression from the Cuban police.
Hey, no, fuck that shit. You were born Cuban? You fucking, well, I don't know if you elected those people. I think they're just dictators.
Yeah, they're
just
dictators.
But fuck you. You're Cuban. Deal with that shit. We have our own fucking problems here, some of which is going to a fucking Denny's at 3 in the morning.
No, but that's not what they're saying.
Hold on. Going to a fucking Denny's at 3 in the morning, trying to order something, and your fucking waiter's going, or some fucking bullshit Spanish. That's the fucking problem. So fucking speak English or stay in your own fucking place.
You're missing the point, though.
What's the point?
The point is that...
They didn't have weed to begin with?
No, that this country isn't supposed to be as bad as their country, because we're...
this country's a lot fucking better.
But no, that's...
I mean, granted...
But no, it's not, because we know that. But people still just say, oh, America's the best country in the world. Our government blabs about it all the day, how we're the greatest. But we're worse than a lot of places.
If you were the head of a country, wouldn't you be like, hey... Excuse me, we're the shit, you know?
Yeah, but
you wouldn't be like, God, we are such fucking...
They're not doing anything about it.
Well, yeah, granted, everything our fucking government does is complete shit, and it's just fucking us more and more and more.
Because this could happen to someone that's from here, too.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of what they're saying, that it's fucked up.
Yeah, and it has happened before. And how does that happen? We give these motherfuckers... You know how much cash they blow on the war on drugs, and they can't get a fucking address right?
Well,
because some piece of shit fucking, oh, I'm the president of the neighborhood watch because I'm a piece of shit, fucking tattles because they saw some fucking lights going on. I hope he sues his fucking piece of shit neighbor and he sues all of those fucking feds. And that would just be so perfect because he came here from Cuba illegally and now he's a billionaire.
Right.
Fuck us.
Isabel Lorenta said she never thought this could happen here. Quote, never, because they criticize Cuba so much, she said. I've never gone through anything like this.
Oh. Never in Cuba have you ever had people just roll up in your house with guns. Never. I'm sure
they
that never
haven't.
Happens there. Just like, I'm sure in fucking Israel, they've never fucking walked down the street and had a building explode and catch shrapnel in the face. I'm sure
sad.
That never fucking happens
but that's
there.
But that's sad that a country like this that's supposed to be so great is being compared to a place like Cuba, which is just shit.
Right. That's like comparing it to Somalia.
That's
or
what
something.
They're trying to say.
But you know what? Some
really?
Places in the U.S. are just as bad as those places.
Yeah, they
granted,
are.
Granted, the overall is, you know, average, mediocre now to average.
Right.
I mean, our freedoms are great, don't get me wrong. I'm not fucking talking shit about the country, but the people running the country have their heads up their asses, and they're trying to fuck us in the ass, and it's bullshit. And then these people come here thinking this is the land of opportunity, and it just makes shit worse. I don't want to sound fucking all, you know, don't come here, but seriously... Let us work some shit out first. Go
right.
home for a while and let us fucking figure it out, you
but
know?
But the problem
we
with
need
that
a minute.
Is we're sticking our heads in everyone else's business and
right.
focusing
and that's,
on them instead of ourselves, which
yeah.
is making everything here worse.
And that needs to stop before anything gets better. We need to focus on the bullshit here before we go around telling everyone else how to fix their bullshit.
Right. How are we going to fix their problems
it's,
if our problems are worse?
It's such basic common sense. The whole world would be so fucking fine if everyone would just take care of themselves and treat people nice. Be fucking nice and get along, you piece of shit.
That
so
wraps that up.
The amen to that. So anything else there?
She said what made it especially traumatic was not knowing if the agents were really police or imposters. She said she tried to call 911, but they wouldn't let her.
Nice. Or I was going to say, we didn't know if they were DEA or the fucking Border Patrol.
Yeah.
I didn't know which way to run, you know?
Well, they were just, you know, dressed in suits. They could have easily...
Right. They didn't have
any markings saying that they were agents.
They could have been men in black for all they fucking
yeah,
knew.
Yeah, you know.
Like,
there's no aliens here.
Yeah.
Except us, because we're not here
oh,
legally.
Oh, point for you. Nice. So is that it for that?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's get into some custody battle murder stuff here. A BC father should have been in custody before family murders inquest hears. I think this is Victoria, BC here. That's kind of near us.
Yeah, it's not that far away.
Yeah. Victoria, a family violence expert who testified at the O.J. Simpson trial, says a Vancouver Island man should have been held in custody after he was accused of trying to kill his wife in a car crash last last July. Who the fuck is this person? Why the fuck did they put OJ's name in it?
Yeah, that's
it's like
weird.
That gives
that
you credibility. The motherfucker wrote a book. If I did it, this is how I would.
Right. And that's how it happened.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go around telling people that.
Right.
Dr. Don Dutton of the University of BC said Peter Lee should have been held after the July 31st crash in Victoria until a proper forensic assessment for violence potential was done. Less than 2 months later, Lee, in what was described as a killing frenzy, nice, dude, like on GTA, killing right. frenzy, or was it or killing
under
spree?
A tournament. Killing spree.
Yeah, dude, that's so awesome. GTA 2, that shit, oh man, best one ever. Killing frenzy, murdered his wife, his six-year-old son, his wife's parents, and then killed himself. And now I can.
Of course, they always got to kill themselves.
Well, yeah, sometimes they don't, though. But I can see. I mean, you're dealing with, let's see here, your wife, which is probably a fucking bitch by now. You know, if you've been married any amount of time,
right.
You're sick of her. Your six-year-old son never shuts the fuck up.
And
is
she's
crying, whining
from
all the time.
That kid,
she's
too.
Still fat, hasn't lost the weight, even though she promised, if you let me have this kid and don't make me have an abortion, I promise that I will lose the weight. She still hasn't fucking done that shit. And then your wife's parents, the fucking in-laws? Holy shit, fuck me, I would have killed myself first. Forget it, fuck all y'all.
You might as well take them out with you.
You all can fucking be around each other and make each other miserable. I'm out. And that's how it should have went down. Dutton said Lee's marriage and family breakdown, his death threats against his wife, and previous gambling addiction were all risk factors for extreme violence. I love it how everything's extreme now and new and improved. It's the same old shit. They're just fooling you. You guys have been fooled.
This is the most extreme case of violence I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Oh, shit. I totally forgot to mention that. Speaking
oh, yeah.
of, was it Friday's episode or Wednesday's? Last Wednesday? Anyway, last week sometime, I had asked the Bloodner, who is the guy that's been making all of our motivational posters. He's like the resident poster art maker. I asked him to make us a poster that said, this is the worst case of child abuse ever or I've ever seen. And he fucking did. And it is so fucking awesome. We just wanted to say thank you, Bloodner. You're the fucking man. He is a man, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'd be kind of scared if it was a woman named
If it was
Bloodner.
A chick making that shit
yeah,
named
like,
the Bloodner, I would be in love. let's see. He said there were enough risk factors to have held him in custody. Quote, I would have liked to have seen a threat assessment done, Dutton said. Oh, well, then why the fuck didn't you? You know, you're
right.
there. You're the fucking doctor. Then fucking do it. I don't
say you should.
Yeah, shoulda, coulda, woulda. If my grandmother had balls, she'd be my grandfather. Doesn't make anything different, you fucking piece of shit. But, you know, I'm kind of glad.
Wow. Wow.
I'm glad he didn't, though, because if he did, maybe this never would have happened and we'd be on to the next story.
Yeah.
Quote, if you put those things together, that's sufficient to have a mandatory threat assessment done. A coroner's inquest into the murder-suicide is in its second week. Outside of the inquest, Dutton said the jury should make a recommendation calling for increased use of risk assessments in cases where violence is an issue. Here's a fucking idea. How about, what did you do? Talk to the fucker. Is he a piece of shit? Does he seem testy? Then, yeah, maybe he is a high-risk person. You fucking retards. What the fuck do these people get paid to do?
Nothing.
Seriously. I mean, if you're going to fucking do the job, then fucking do it. Don't just be like, I'm tired. I need a nap because I'm a fucking... Because I'm tired. I don't know. Fuck him. Outside of the inquest, I just read that. Sunny Park. How about the inquest?
Nice.
Door number three, Bob. The inquest has heard chilling details of what police found after they were summoned to the family's house in the Victoria suburb of Oak Bay by a hysterical 911 call on September 4th, 07. I would love to hear this call. Sunny Park was stabbed 49 times.
Wow.
Is that a record?
What? No, we've had more. There was
Have
one
we?
That was like 80 or
By
something.
By one person, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was like, there was like one teenager who stabbed his girlfriend
oh,
like
yeah,
62
like 80,
times.
Yeah, okay, I remember. What were you going to say, though?
I don't know. I think that was it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. 49 times. And 6-year-old Christian Lee was also stabbed repeatedly before the boy's father turned his weapon on himself. A pathologist told the coroner inquest last week. So this kind of seems like a crime of violence. Well, not violence, obviously it's a crime, but like anger and emotion. Yeah. I mean, it takes, you know, a good slice to the throat or, you know, 2 or 3 well-placed stabs. 49 and you're just, you know, you're tenderizing the meat before you eat it or something. I don't know.
I guess.
What the fuck? But that's crazy. Park's parents, Kum Lee Chun and Moo Koo Park.
Oh, really?
Crazy.
Is that their real name?
I'm not even
kidding.
Oh, wow.
Kidding. It does say
come,
that.
And it's spelled with a K.
Nice.
Wow.
Like the come and go.
Like the come on your face.
Yeah, that too.
No, really, there is some come on your face.
Oh, I forgot about that.
There you go. Got it. We're stabbed repeatedly in the chest and back. The inquest heard earlier this week that 5 weeks before the deaths, Sunny Park told police she was afraid her husband would kill her and her family. Probably because maybe her husband got home from work and she's like, so, honey, how was your day? And he's like, oh, I want to kill you and that fucking kid and your fucking parents. Oh, okie dokie, are you hungry? You know? And then she's just like, oh, whatever. He's always like that.
Yeah. Probably because she's a bitch.
Probably.
So she probably didn't act like that.
Right. She was probably on the rag.
Yeah,
fucking...
she was probably being a bitch, and he just pissed him off too many times.
Yeah, 49 times to be exact.
Yeah.
Well, she said in a videotaped interview that her husband was angry and violent and had a fascination with knives. That is a recipe for one hell of a fucking story. Knives, anger, hatred.
And your fat wife and kids.
Yeah, and a fascination with knives. And your wife's a cunt. Your kid's a little whiny bitch. You don't. It's probably not even your kid.
Probably not.
She
told you it was.
Yeah, right. Because they never lie, right?
Right, never.
Yeah, right. Her interview was taped the same day as she and Lee were in a car accident that broke her arm and injured her face. Park told police Lee had crashed the vehicle into a hydro pole on purpose because he was angry at her plans to divorce him.
Aww.
So he's like, I swear to God, I'll turn this car around. And then he looks forward and dude, into a fucking pole. Nice going. Lee was charged in the crash but was not held in custody. He was under a court order to stay away from his family after the accident. What a bunch of fucking winners. And we wonder why this world is the way it is.
Well, some people do, but I sure don't.
No, I don't, because I fucking know. I know all about it.
If
you want, listen every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We'll tell you all about it at the Jam Hole. Ting!
Yeah.
So, finish it up here for us.
Wife convicted in husband's shooting of lover. Another emotional crime. Nice.
Wow. Listen up, emo kids.
Yeah, right? This is for you.
This one's for you. This one goes out to all the little slicers and dicers in the world.
Nice. Slicers and dicers. Fort Worth, Texas. A Texas woman who caused her lover's shooting death by falsely crying rape was convicted Friday of involuntary manslaughter.
Here's another little saying I just made up now.
Let's hear it.
It's called, you shouldn't cry wolf if there's not a wolf there.
Right.
Now, what this means is you shouldn't say someone is raping you when you're not actually getting raped. Because then, guess what? When you are actually getting raped and you cry wolf, no one's going to come.
Your husband's
going to
shoot him.
This bitch is just fucking playing again. There's no wolf. It's just a little something I made up. You know, marinate on that for a minute.
Yeah, think about that.
Think about that.
Tracy Denise Robertson, 37, cried a bit when the verdict was announced. The punishment phase was set for Monday, and she faces 2 to 20 years in prison.
I bet it was fake crying again.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just
He's
to
like,
try and get
look,
it a
Your Honor,
easier.
You can't believe a word that comes out of this bitch's mouth. She's nuts. Totally nuts.
In late 2006, Daryl Robertson came home from a late-night card game to find his scantily clad wife with another man in a pickup truck in the driveway.
Ooh.
Tracy Robertson was with her lover but cried rape, and her husband fired 4 shots into the truck as Devin LaSalle drove off, killing him.
She was fucking another dude.
Yeah, and she
said rape. Her husband came back, and all of a sudden she yelled rape?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
And he wasn't raping her.
seeing that other dude though.
Fuck.
And you're just
you're
like
what?
You're getting in the mood. You're like, oh yeah, baby, I love you so much. Oh yeah, fuck that other nigga. I love you. I'm the one for you. All of a sudden she's like, rape, rape. Oh fuck, he's raping me. And her fucking husband comes in, cocking the heat, fucking lets few fly. Holy shit. And he killed the dude,
bitch,
huh?
Bitch, yeah.
What a fucking bitch. You know what? Her punishment right here.
She's not a bitch. She's a cunt.
She is a cunt.
Wow.
She's a bitch fucking squared, dude. Her punishment right now, handed down by the jam hole as, excuse me, judge, jury, and executioner. I sentence you to getting your asshole.
He's not Judge Judy in execution.
I am Judge Jury, you mother.
Do you know what that's from?
I did not say Judge Judy.
I know, but
I said
that's not what I'm talking
about. I'm the judge, jury,
you
and
executioner.
You
missed the fucking joke and ruined it.
You didn't make a joke for me to ruin. What?
Did you ever see Hot Fuzz?
Yes.
It's from that.
What?
He is not Judge Judy in the executioner.
Oh, thank
Remember?
You.
You fucking
Here, let's,
totally
let's
ruined
go back.
It. No, let's not. You ruined it. It's too
okay,
late.
Okay, anyway, I sentence her to getting her ass fucking raped and then getting shot in the fucking pussy and the boobs and finally the head. Boom.
Like Oprah's Minge?
Yeah. Oh, Mingy.
Oh, Mingy.
Mingy. Just like Oprah's Minge, but white.
Right.
Actually, she might have been black. What was her name? Daniel?
I don't... Tracy Dennis Robertson was the chick, and that's
Tracy
and
Dennis
Darryl.
Rodman.
Dennis right. Rodman. Daryl okay. was the guy, I think.
Daryl.
Yeah.
My name's Daryl. My brother Daryl. My other brother yeah.
Daryl.
Daryl
Robertson initially was arrested, but a murder charge was later dropped, and a grand jury indicted Tracy Robertson instead.
They actually found her guilty. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Usually
well,
they'd believe her if she was. She
well,
could have totally.
Well, he thought he was, you know.
Right, but she could have kept it going. And
yeah,
he actually did fire the gunshot. So if
But he wouldn't have if she wouldn't have cried rape.
But if she was really getting raped and
yeah.
he fired the gunshots and killed him, would he still be in
That's
trouble?
That's true, yeah.
It's not self-defense because he's not being hurt.
Right.
She is. So how do you judge that? Or
yeah.
Not? It's hard to do it without actually having been there because, mm-hmm. you know, bitches will lie to a nigga.
They will lie
That's
to
right.
a nigga.
Whatever happened to fall in love with a nigga with a bus pass? Shit. Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying.
During her 3-day trial, defense attorneys called no witnesses but blamed LaSalle's death on Daryl Robertson's jealousy and rage.
Nice. They're like, really, Your Honor? Do we need witnesses?
Yeah.
Look at this bitch. She's cuckoo's magoose over here, man. She's fucking... Oh, God. That it for that story?
That's it.
All right. Well... Last story here for me. Actually, should we do this or should we just get into the roundup?
Let's just do
the blotter and get the fuck out of here. I got some shit to do. All right. This is what we do. I think we're going to start doing this every Monday, but for sure once a week. We do a little thing called the Police Blotter. This is our local newspaper, the Blotter, so you guys can kind of see what we have to deal with, what we have to live with every single day. And this is maybe why we have such a deep-seated regret and shame and hatred for humanity. The Blotter. 9:33 a.m., 4 fence posts were stolen on Shady Lane.
Imagine
in
that.
In the trailer
just,
court,
yeah,
right?
Where all the meth is.
Go figure.
10:13
But, hold on. What would you do with a fence post, really?
If yeah, why would you steal it?
If you're stealing a fence post, chances are you don't have a yard to fence off. Or maybe you're trying to,
well,
like,
what other reason
fence
would you take
off
it?
Part of someone else's land for yourself. Like, nope, this is mine. I built a fence around it.
Well, especially
no
from
backsies.
Shady Lane, I mean.
Yeah, right. What's down there? Nothing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Meth and trailers?
Yeah. Crackheads?
Nice.
10:13 a.m. Someone shot a fat turkey even though it's illegal.
Wow, dude.
Really?
Even though it's illegal, that amazes me.
Yeah, wow.
And
yeah.
Her
someone was at home sitting on the couch smoking weed even though it was illegal.
Yeah, her wow. name was like Phyllis or something.
Really?
The fat turkey?
Oh.
Like saying that it's a person.
Right.
Wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Even though it's still illegal, that's great. 12:11 p.m., reportedly a motorhome with a damaged sewage tank leaked wastewater on someone's vehicle and on the highway running through Hungry Forest.
That car took a shit on that other
person's
car. That's
so awesome. Could you imagine driving your car and all of a sudden this
start shitting
motorhome
everywhere.
Goes by you and just sprays shit and piss everywhere?
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, shit and piss out of a motorhome has got to be the worst shit and piss ever because when you're on the road, when you're in a motorhome, chances are you're probably not eating the best food.
Yeah.
So that's like, that's a mix shit, if you know what I mean.
Right.
The mix squirties.
That's awesome.
That's bad news.
2:50 p.m. Someone may have been burning something illegally in Evergreen.
Yeah, like wow. Weed, yeah. Like all the time.
That gets burned everywhere.
Not just at 2:50 p.m.
Yeah,
either.
And probably every minute.
Yeah, probably. 3:49 p.m. There was reportedly a dead cougar floating in a river at a Whitefish Park. Now, this is not surprising to me because Whitefish has a lot of cougars. Urban cougars, if
right.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
And every now and then, yeah, one will turn up floating face down in the river. We got a floater.
We got a floater.
We got a floater.
3:56 p.m. A Mountain Brooks drive resident called in to say a mountain lion killed a rabbit.
Wow. Could you imagine that call?
Oh, my gosh.
And the person's
that
like, yeah, sir, it's called natural selection.
Yeah, it's
living
nature.
In the wild.
It's called nature.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. excuse me. 6:59 p.m. During an argument with his drunken female friend, wait for it. A drunken man wearing red shorts with a yellow stripe turned the power off in the woman's home.
Nice.
Wow. How would you do that? I mean, you're pissed at someone, so then you go and just, I'm going to turn your power off. I'll show you.
Yeah, take that.
Rah, rah. Now you have rah, no rah. Power. Rah, rah.
Nice.
So thank you. I've been working on that one all day.
Yeah.
I go into like places, and I'm like, rah, rah, here's your water. Rah, rah.
Really?
No.
I don't believe you.
I don't.
Okay.
But now I'm going to.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm going to be like,
someone
rah, rah,
like,
how
what?
Are you? Rah, rah. And they'll be like, whoa.
Whoa. 7:39 p.m. Someone called in to report that a drunken and stumbling female hitchhiker was picked up by someone in a green Ford Bronco.
Ooh, someone got laid last night. Someone's getting a lesson taught to him
yep.
Right about now.
Someone's going to teach her a lesson.
Goodness
sure.
Gracious. 9:26 p.m. A 57-year-old man was arrested on his fourth DUI after rolling his vehicle in Martin City.
Man.
Really?
Martin your City, the canyon.
Your
nice.
Fourth DUI. Really? You drunk piece of shit fuck. Just why are you... Oh, God. How do you even function in this world like that? I don't understand how these people can survive being like that. I don't get it. How?
I have no
how
idea.
Have
they
you,
don't. They
how
fucking crash
have you
their cars
made it
and die.
57 years in this fucking world, in this society, being a drunken mess piece of shit? Is that's where society is, that you can be a complete waste of fucking life, a complete drunken piece of shit, and you can still make it?
Well,
that
that's
is
what
stupid.
Most of the population is.
That
though.
Is bullshit and stupid. You should have to think to live. You should have to be fit and survive and use instincts, not just go, I wonder if I want Tide with bleach or without. Yeah, rah, rah. This is stupid. It's bullshit.
Yeah, you should have to be worthy well, enough to live.
I hate to say it, but life is too easy nowadays. It's
it
just
is.
Way too easy. We have too much
you
convenience.
You can just float by.
And that's why our population is just fucking out of fucking control. It is so just ridiculous. It is recoculous. It is rapusialis. Okay,
no,
I was reaching for
you
that.
You better
rapusialis.
You better quit while you're ahead.
Okay,
10:01 p.m. There was a loud party and a loud race car on Zimmerman Road in Evergreen.
Wow.
And that wraps it
and
up.
And that wraps it up. And that is why we are the way we are.
That wasn't
so,
as good of an example. Though.
Well,
there's usually
fence
better
posts.
Ones.
Really? Yeah. Someone shooting fat turkeys? That's a prime example, I'd
well,
say.
Well, people should shoot more fat turkeys.
Yeah, they should start shooting fat people while they're at
well,
it.
Well, that's what I meant by fat turkeys.
Oh, rah, rah.
Rah, rah.
So, as usual, if you guys ever have anything you need from us, advice, questions, comments, whatever, email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. You can always click on the show and leave us comments if you have something to say about a specific show. You can subscribe with iTunes. You can MySpace us at myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. Please, please, please keep voting on Podcast Alley. Tell your friends, even if they don't listen to the show, just takes a second. Just go throw us a vote because, hey, you're into it. Why the fuck not?
It helps us.
Yeah, it totally helps us. Dig us on dig.com if you guys want. I don't really give a fuck about that. And, you know, if you guys have any other shows that you like that you think we should link to or that you even think we should listen to, or if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, if you want to hear our opinion on something, definitely let us know. We're not so famous to where we ignore our fans. You know, we're
not
all
yet.
We're, no, not yet. Thank you, Brady. You fuck. We're definitely all about the fans. We want to interact with you guys. You know, hang out, whatever.
And
so.
Make sure you message us about what you think about a female president too.
Yeah,
especially you females.
That's
especially
right.
Especially you.
That's right. You got anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Rah, jam it. Jam it.
These warehouse wages kill the ends. Introduction, man, I should have schooled it up when I was younger. Should have stuck the plan. Always had the dreams of being more self-assertive. And my kid's a teenager, now he needs the health insurance. So break my body, break, break my soul down. Just another zombie walking blindly through your ghost town. Pull up to the bar, to politic and tap the power. Ain't nobody really all that jolly at your happy hour. But I don't wanna go home yet, so I'ma talk to my cigarette and that television set. It doesn't matter what brand or station, anything to take away from the current situation. No overtime pay, no holiday, months behind on everything but the lottery. Winter around the corner, guaranteeing that my car dies. Wifey having trouble trying to juggle both the part times. My cup ain't close to filled up, we trying to build up so we can have enough. And when I finally get the color, won't be nothing left to paint on. A friend of mine tried to kill himself to the same song. Is mad at making magic out of canned goods. My tax bracket status got a question in my manhood. My shorty got caught smoking weed at a concert. And if I smack him, everybody treats me like a monster. My neighbors ain't doing much better, and we make it competition instead of sticking together. Can't save no nest egg. In fact, this nest is rented. In fact, that rent is late. Wait, the money ain't here, the raise ain't coming. Just me and my son and that crazy woman and those bartenders. This whole fucking country got everybody swallowing that lunch meat. Maybe we could speed up the process. Kill me in my 30s in the name of progress. Put me in the dirt and then change the topic. Sometimes seems like the only way to stop it. Contemplate my departure date. Doesn't take a lot to get a lot of us to talk this way. Take a shot at me, that's all I'm obligated for. Apparently my only guarantee is a walk away. For no one, sitting on your front.